Text numéro 29. Dance video gets children off the couch. Children don't often yell in excitement when they're let into class, but as the doors opened to the upper level of the gym at South Middle School in Morgantown, West Virginia, one recent Monday, the assembled students let out a chorus of shrieks. In they rushed, past the ping pong table, past the balance beams and the wrestling mats stacked unused. In less than a minute, a dozen seventh graders were dancing in furiously kinetic union to the thumps of a techno song called Speed Over Beethoven. It is a scene being repeated across the United States as schools deploy the blood-pumping video game Dance Dance Revolution as the latest weapon in the nation's battle against the epidemic of childhood obesity. While traditional video games are often criticized for contributing to the expanding waistlines of the nation's children, at least several hundred schools in at least 10 states are now using Dance Dance Revolution, or DDR, as a regular part of their physical education curriculum. Based on current plans, more than 1,500 schools are expected to be using the game by the end of the decade. Born 9 years ago in the arcades of Japan, DDR has become a small craze among a generation of young Americans who appear less enamored of traditional team sports than their parents were, and more amenable to the personal pursuits enabled by modern technology. In a study last year, researchers from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, found that children playing Dance Dance Revolution expended significantly more energy than children watching television and playing traditional video games. West Virginia, which ranks among the nation's leaders in obesity, diabetes, and hypertension, has sponsored its own study and has taken the lead in deploying the game, which requires players to dance in ever more complicated and strenuous patterns in time with electronic dance music. The mastermind behind the project is Linda M. Carson, Ware Distinguished Professor at West Virginia University's School of Physical Education and Director of the state's Motor Development Center. I was in a mall, walking by the arcade, and I saw these kids playing DDR, and I was just stunned, she said. There were all these kids dancing and sweating and actually standing in line and paying money to be physically active. And they were drinking water, not soda. It was a physical educator's dream. In February, Miss Carson and her main collaborator, Emily Murphy, a doctoral candidate at the university's School of Medicine, announced results of a multi-year study. They found significant health benefits for overweight children who played the game regularly, including improved blood pressure, overall fitness scores, and endothelial function, which reflects the artery's ability to deliver oxygen. Adapted from the New York Times, June 2007.